In Lebanon, I talk about myself, about my personal trauma. But after the film came out, and it was a quite success, so I got lots of feedbacks, and suddenly I realized that I'm not alone, as I thought. And that the Israeli society produces many versions like me, too many. And suddenly I understood, I realized why we, I mean the Israeli society, why we behave as we do. And my simple and complex answer was that we are a traumatic society. And our emotional memory from our past traumas, the peak of which was the, of course, the Holocaust, followed by our survival wars. And this emotional memory, this instinctual memory is still stronger than any current reality or logic. The trauma passes from generation to generation and based on the determination that we are a constant existential danger and as a result in an everlasting war. We can test this. I mean our existential danger, I won't say that it's no longer exists, but you can compare it. I mean a technological country with a nuclear clear weapon is not in an existential danger, not more than any other country. Our traditional enemies are no longer relevant, and occupation is not a state of war. But despite this reality, we recently prefer to buy three expensive submarines rather than feeding 1 million hungry children and half a million elderly people, part of them Holocaust survivors. So in Lebanon, I talked about the trauma. Foxtrot deals with the post-trauma. In Foxtrot, as I said before, I added an additional layer. I wanted to tell a personal story that reflects the collective. So from a wider perspective, as I mentioned, Foxtrot deals with the open wound and bleeding soul of the Israeli society with a traumatic circle we are trapped in. We dance the foxtrot. Every generation tries to dance it differently, but like the foxtrot steps, you always end at the same starting point. I'd like to screen out the second clip from Foxtrot, the clip that created all the fest here in Israel. And then I'll continue to talk and finish.